Coming up, does a Linux laptop really need a high-end video card, a gaming machine that's good enough to eat a pair of Bluetooth speakers that might actually sound good, and a whole lot more? It's time to watch our New Year's Eve edition of Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Doom, 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 doom. Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, the product review show on the TWiT Network, where we get some great products in and then we give them out to the various members of the TWiT staff so they can give you real-world experiences, real-world reviews of what it's like to use these products. We're going to kick things off with a Linux laptop with some pretty high-end graphics support. Radford Castro is our director of engineering. Oh, actually, Shannon did this one. I thought you had that. What is that you've got?
This is the Alienware 2.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We're going to get to the Alienware in a second.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Radford. I'm confused.
No problem.
Let's get Shannon Morse's review of the Bonobo System 76 Extreme laptop.
Hey, everyone. I'm Shannon Morse, the producer of Before You Buy, and today I'm checking out the System 76 Bonobo Extreme. This is a very obviously large laptop, and it's running Ubuntu 13.10. On the hardware side of this guy, it's a 17.3-inch 1080p Full HD Color Pro display. It is a little glossy, you'll see, but you don't really notice it whenever you're sitting head-on and using it for a lot of gaming or things like that. The NVIDIA GeForce GTX 765M graphics card is included. Fourth-gen Intel i7 is also included, so you're getting the top-of-the-line i7 processor. You also have 16 gigs of RAM and a 120-gig solid-state drive. So moving on, I'll go ahead and show you the ports. So on this one, we have a couple of USB 3.0s. There's a Thunderbolt display port. There's also this interesting eSATA/USB 2.0 combo drive port as well. And on the other side, we have the Gigabit Ethernet. There's an SD card drive. You have your microphone jack as well as your headphone jack. So the keyboard on this, it's a full keyboard. You also get included on this the number pad as well. It's a nice addition to this full keyboard. However, I did have some problems with the click pad. I noticed whenever I went to click with the right or left button and my mouse is way up at the top, once I click, the mouse will move down just a little, just a few inches. So it can definitely, it has a few problems trying to figure out where my fingers are on the click pad. So I ended up using a mouse pretty much the whole time that I was playing games on this. You also have a 2-megapixel HD webcam on here, so you're going to get average call quality on this as far as Skype goes. And the dimensions of this are 16.5 inches by 11.54 inches and almost 2 inches in height. It's huge. And I guess I should mention, it's almost 9 pounds. Yeah, 9 pounds. So I don't see myself carrying this with me when I go on a plane, ever, at all. I would probably just leave this at home or, at the most, take it to a LAN party, and that's it. So, my pros on this, it does have a beautiful display. It's nice and bright. It's glossy, but you don't see a lot of issues with that on this computer. And it's fully spec'd out for really easy use in Ubuntu. System 76 says that their firmware and their software is all customized to work well with the hardware. So you won't find any issues with driver problems and things like that whenever you're trying to use Ubuntu. For example, on one of my old computers that I have at home, I always have issues trying to connect to the wireless whenever I install Ubuntu or another Linux operating system on that PC. With this one, you don't have those issues. So that's a definite plus, especially for System 76. And on the con side, you might hear this in the background. The fan is really, really loud. The touchpad, of course, is very hard to get used to. And, of course, it's super heavy. So if you're buying this, it's going to be a PC replacement. So it's obviously for a very niche market. It's for Ubuntu users, people that want to play some video games, and somebody who doesn't necessarily need to bring it on the road with them all the time. For this one, I'd have to give it a try. I had a good time playing with it, but it's definitely really big and very, very, very heavy. My name is Shannon Morse, and this was the System 76 Bonobo Extreme.
Thanks, Snubs. Of course, Shannon is the producer of this show. And if you like what you see, you can email Shannon, BYB at twit.tv, and tell her she's doing a great job. Now, 9 pounds seems a little bit heavy for a laptop. Let's cut that almost in half with a gaming machine from Alienware. Dell bought Alienware a couple of years ago, but they've kept the brand alive as a high-end gaming system. Radford Castro, our engineering director, has their 14-inch laptop. Not exactly an Ultrabook.
No. Definitely not an Ultrabook. This is a full-fledged gaming laptop. Only thing is that this is at 14 inches versus like the 17
inches.
It's
a real small screen for a laptop gaming.
Yeah, it still runs 1080p, you know, so you're 1920 by 1080 or 1020. And, you know, speed-wise, it's fast. But here, I just want to point out some stuff. I mean, that's kind of funny and cool at the same time. I have to point this out. This is pretty hilarious. You can actually change the lights on this thing. So you can actually choose the light on your mouse pad.
The trackpad. Tilt your head a little bit because we can't see it. Right, the trackpad's lit up.
Yeah.
It's glowing.
And you could change it to a color. You could even have it pulsing.
What?
Here's the other part, too. You can actually change the lights individually. So you can actually change the light over here on the front. You can have it pulsing. You can select that it's, you know, yellow. And then once you point it, you can actually morph the colors or have it pulse. And so I could select something
that's
like yellow.
That's just silly.
It's ridiculous.
But I guess if you take it to a LAN party and you did spend a little extra, because the Alienwares aren't cheap, you got to have something to show for it.
Yeah.
Some fancy trim.
Yes.
How is it, though, as a computer?
So as a computer, I mean, it does all the normal stuff that you expect. The only thing that is probably not as normal is it's running Windows 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything's running Windows 8.1.
Is that a disadvantage for gaming or an advantage?
Well, not so much, because it's more of the same thing, right? Because you can still run the same thing on 8. So on 7, you're just going with the start menu. You're going to be running Steam on this thing anyway. So
that's a good point. So it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
So the operating system kind of gets out of the way.
Yeah. So the only thing now I could probably show you that's probably really important is the games. What does it look like? How does it perform?
1080p at a 14-inch screen is a very high dots per inch.
Yeah.
Very
so
high.
Something. This is a game called Company of Heroes. It's an RTS.
Do you find it annoying how bright that Alienware is? It almost looks like it's part of the game.
Yeah. It kind of gets in the way.
I don't want to see their branding. I'd cover that up.
But this is pretty much how. This is Company of Heroes. And you can see that performance wise, when this is running about medium to high settings on the game. Playing this game is 60 frames per second. So you can see that it's not really all that, you know, crazy in the hardware. Now, you could probably run some first person shooters like Battlefield 4 and all that stuff. But here's the score that we got running 3D Mark, which is probably the most important thing you want to know. So this right here ran about a 5947. So this is just a little bit higher than your typical gaming laptop.
That's the orange bar.
Yeah, this is the
there.
Orange bar right here. So it's about 19% better than most gaming laptops that are out there running 3D Mark. And so that's really pretty good considering all that's in here. Now, I haven't really got a chance to talk about the specs, so I'm just going to run through it real quick.
Okay.
This has an i7. This has three USB 3.0 ports. It has this weird, it has a feeder. It doesn't have like a drive where you can actually pop the drive out. It's a feeding drive where you like have to show this. This is hilarious.
What do you mean a feeder?
Like this actually has a slot drive.
Oh.
So you actually
I haven't seen those in a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while either. Yeah. So you have to eject it through
you know, software.
Through software. But for the most part, this laptop it can run pretty much most games that you'd expect to run on it.
Now, is it dedicated graphics or motherboard, you know, Iris graphics? What
this is it? GeForce. It's 765.
It's GTX 765.
Yes, okay. 765. And it runs really well. I mean, I'm just going to go back to this game again. Let's hopefully I can show some more demos on some of the stuff here. You probably, let me see if I can do some more zooming in here. But yeah, this is just a bunch of units moving around. Let's see if I could target something here. Yeah, so you can see that. It's really not so.
This isn't a super challenging game.
Yeah, it's not
super
challenging game in terms of like pushing its performance. Yeah. But in terms of running 3D Mark and all the other first-person shooters that you see,
benchmarks are good.
Yeah, the benchmarks are good.
I'd expect that from Alienware. Now, here's the question.
Right.
You clearly play a price for that yellow Alienware, or blue or green or red, whatever color you want to make that logo. Mm-hmm. Because of the name, how much more is this? Well, how much is this laptop?
So we have the price range starts at $1,099 and ends up at $1,599.
That's not bad. As configured, is $1,099?
No, this one right here, this particular configuration, this one's $1,599, so this is the highest end one.
Okay.
This comes with 16 gigs of RAM. It has an SSD paired with a regular hard drive with 1 terabyte total, so you're looking at 256 gigabytes of SSD, and then 1 terabyte, I mean, 750.
Is it a hybrid drive, or is
No, it's actually two drives in here.
It is two separate drives.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
But
so that sounds pretty good. Let's get the pros and cons on the Alienware 14-inch gaming laptop.
It has ludicrous speed. It's really fast. The lights are customizable, and it has tons of ports and amenities. On the con side, you're looking at a 14-inch screen, which you're typically seeing on 17 inches for gaming laptops. And it has a weird Blu-ray, you know, feeder slot thing, and then the weight, obviously.
Right.
But other than that, it's a very solid laptop. And in the end, I would give this, just based on its price alone and the amenities that it provides, I'd give it a buy.
A buy on the Alienware.
Yeah.
From Radford Castro, our director of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Radford.
Thank you.
Now, you can get lighter. You can get a lot lighter. In a little bit, we're going to look at probably one of the smallest Windows 8 tablets out there. A lot of interest in the Dell Venue Pro 8. We'll take a look at that in just a little bit. Before we do, though, we've got a review of some interesting products, kind of accessories, from Phaieton. Justin Robert Young takes a look at the cord, the bridge, and the carbon fiber MS-430. Justin?
I'm Justin Robert Young. These are the Phaieton headsets. Come on in. Now, this is Fusion. Very good stuff. This is Bridge, a little bit larger, but equally good. And this is the Cord MS-530. Now, the first two are the same. Wired, comfortable headphones that come complete with a mic and a controller for your phone or iPod. They handle music very well, and the mic-wise, they're about as good as the standard iPhone. The Fusion, right here, $149. And the Bridge is a little sturdier, a little sleeker, $269. Now, these are friend prices. But this one's a little more expensive, $299. But when you use it, you'll know where that extra money went. Nothing wrong with the first two. Real, real, real good stuff. But this one's a flippin' madman.
Remember, I just got this Bluetooth headset.
Am I a Geek Squad? Are you at Best Buy? This is Twit. Audiophiles who know the difference between good sound and bad sound, this is the brick house they come to. This thing has Bluetooth 4.0 for instantaneous connection with your phone or iPad. Controls on the headset and noise canceling make it perfect for traveling. I went to Singapore with these. And from what I saw there, I'll take the Pepsi Challenge with that Asia stuff any old day of the flipping week.
That's a bold statement.
This ain't Best Buy. This is a buyer's market. Earbuds? Dead as flippin' dead. Headphones are coming back in a big flippin' way. Pros, great sound, amazing Bluetooth connectivity, and noise canceling that will literally put you to sleep on a plane. Cons, I had a few problems with it locking up, so I had to reset it manually, and it's a little bit on the pricey side. But if you're looking for luxury do-it-all headphones, especially for the busy traveler, these are absolute buys. You want to hang out, get high, Trudy, later? Just asking.
Justin Robert Young, during his off time, works at county fairs selling cookware, and is, of course, one of the hosts of NSFW, which will be seen later on some other network. Thank you, Jerry. Coming up. What? You're here? I'm sorry. I didn't know he was in the room. I killed a man in these headphones. What of it? coming up. Well, let's not waste any time. Let's do it right now. The lovely and talented Alex Gumpel, who pointed out earlier that he's been here longer than I have.
Just by about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. he's kind of our Windows go-to guy on the Windows 8 tablets and so forth. You have a Surface 2
Surface
Pro,
2, which, right? I got right here for my notes.
Okay. I was playing a little bit with the Nokia 2520, which I really like, but that was an RT tablet.
Right.
This is, oddly enough, an 8-inch full-blown Windows 8 Pro
right.
tablet.
This is essentially a regular Windows PC, just very small.
And very inexpensive.
And very inexpensive, which I'll get to. So it's got the basic specs of every Windows tablet that you get these days. So it's got an Atom processor, 1.8 gigs, 2 gigs of RAM. It comes in 32 gigs of storage. And it had a 64 gig one, but I didn't see it on the website today, so I don't know if they discontinued that or not.
Oh, interesting.
This one is 64 gig, which I got at a deal when they were offering at the same price as 32. It comes with Windows 8.1. It's about 0.87 pounds. It's got one micro USB port for charging and for just USB accessories if you have a dongle, which is not included. just to be aware of. And it's got front and rear cameras, and it will have micro SIM support coming soon, they say.
For LTE.
Yes, but I don't know when that will be exactly. So, I mean, there's not much to say. It's a typical Windows 8 PC. It can do anything that another one do. It's just smaller, and it's vertical, and it's just really nice. The form factor is really...
It feels awfully small. Are you able to use it? Do you have to use it in tablet mode, or can you use desktop?
It has a desktop in it. It's
yeah,
just kinda,
but I'm just saying, isn't it awfully small?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But so you wouldn't really be doing much in it, but you could if you wanted to.
So you really want to think of this as a tablet.
This is a tablet. A great use case of this is for smart glass with the Xbox. This makes a really nice size.
But you could use an RT tablet for that.
Right,
is RT priced, isn't it?
It's RT priced, yes. And it also, this comes with Office. Just like RT. Right. So all the sub 8-inch Windows tablets come with the Office Home Student License.
Right.
Hmm. So which is a very handy thing to have. Now, the biggest issue with this that a lot of people have pointed out is that the Windows key is not down here where they normally are. It's up at the top right here, which it's not too bad. I mean, it's like, okay, if you're in an app or something, you can easily go to the charms and just kind of go back. But where this really gets annoying is if it's off and it's sitting on a table and you want to just, quickly kind of, turn it on, you have to, reach it, but then you got to hold it with the other hand so you can press the button. It just gets annoying. And it's not a big deal, but it's just annoying.
It's just not the expectation. The expectation is I'm going to have a Windows button on the front of the bezel.
I would much rather have it here, but it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So it comes with minor bloatware. It's got McAfee and some Amazon and Kindle stuff and eBay.
You think with
and whatever.
So little storage that they just wouldn't load it up. How much does the base install take up of your? You said you got a 64 gig.
Yeah, I got a 64. I didn't actually.
I wonder how much free. I mean, it seems to me Windows 8 itself with all the doohickeys might take up 32 gigs, right? You need a 64 to have any.
It doesn't take up exactly.
It doesn't.
If you had the 32 gig one, I bet you got at least 15 gigs.
Free. Really that much? Okay.
Probably.
Okay,
yeah. Good. I'm sure Windows does, or every. Maybe with the bloatware it might take up half, but...
Well, then that's the point, is don't put bloatware in somewhere
you don't have a lot
of storage.
Right. Another thing to point out is that even though it does just charge with the micro USB port, it comes with a special charger that you have to use. I think it's a 10-watt charger, and you can't use a regular cell phone one.
The Nokia was like that, too. I couldn't... Wasn't it?
Was it Nokia, I'm misremembering. Was it Nokia Mini?
I've seen this before USB? Where it had a micro USB, but you couldn't charge it.
Right, so if you plug in with your phone charger, it just doesn't see
it
as charging. What I think it's doing is it's shorting some wires too, so it knows that you're using the right charger for it that's powered enough to charge it. So that's just something to keep be aware of, is you be sure to take that charger with you and not just use the other ones that you have.
Very annoying.
I also should point out that one of the first things I do with devices is when I get them is I try to figure out ways to restore, see what ways you can restore back to factory conditions. This has the regular Windows one and the Dell one, and I happened to just run the Dell one. The first thing I did, in the middle of it, it gave me an error. And I stopped it, and then it booted up fine as if it was new again, except it blue screened a couple times. So this could just be me, but I think something corrupted in the restore partition when that restore thing happened. So my advice is that first thing you should do is make your recovery USB key.
That's
USB
true.
Drive. That's the
Windows
first thing
machine.
You should do.
You've really got to.
I should have done that because
it.
Then I could just rejigger it and be good. I think Paul Thurrott is going to send me one that he's going to make from his, so I'm waiting for that.
Well, that's only fair. You saved him, didn't you?
I did.
When he was
actually,
here.
Mary Jo did. And then I also got off of that. But yeah. Anyway, so.
And to be fair, the Surface also uses a proprietary charger. It doesn't charge over the USB port.
Right. It does have its own charger. But, I mean, this is a micro USB port.
It feels like it should.
But, the actual charger bit that you plug the USB into has something in it that's shorting some pins, so it just sees that. Because it's high-powered, it needs the power because it's a full tablet, not a little phone. Mm-hmm. So the price of this for the 32 gig is $300.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is... So I have the 64 gig one. Dell had a deal where you get the 64 going for the 32 gig price. So I jumped at that as soon as I could.
Absolutely.
And that's just for the bare bones tablet. This is all you get, and the charger. Optional accessories that you can get are a case and a little mini Bluetooth keyboard.
USB 3 on there?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay. So, well, but it is. It's Intel.
It's an Atom.
Is it Atom? Not a Haswell.
I don't know. Actually, no, it's not, because it's micro USB.
Right.
Micro USB, USB 3 has the double thing.
One.
So,
yeah.
No, it's USB 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Pro is the form factor. It's just a really nice feel. The back of it has this like grippy kind of textured ringed thing. It just feels really nice. It's solid. It's like it's a, you know, it's a solid chunk.
Yeah.
So it just it's a great form factor and build quality. Another pro is the screen. It's a high quality IPS screen. The resolution is not retina grade. It's like I think 1280x800, but it still looks great.
Especially at that size.
Yeah, and at the size. And, I mean, it's IPS, so you can see it at all angles. It just looks really nice. And of course, the other pro is the price is amazing. And the only con, really, that I can think of is the USB button, which, again, it's not a deal breaker. It's just kind of annoying.
Now, you have the Surface. If you were given the choice between buying the Surface and the Dell,
because
Venue
of the size
Pro
difference, they're different use scenarios.
This is a
consumption only device.
Right.
Surface can do both.
Right.
I can't take notes on this.
Is there a keyboard available for the Dell?
Just a Bluetooth
okay.
keyboard.
Not a cover one.
No, but you can plug any Bluetooth keyboard or
sure.
plug in with
a
USB
keyboard. Yeah.
So it's different usage. This is just great for reading stuff and watching stuff and whatever, reading blogs.
When nothing less than Windows 8.1 Pro will do,
yes,
this is a very good choice.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a buy.
So, yes, I give this a buy. Because at $300 for a full Windows PC,
amazing. Mm-hmm. Really?
Then why not?
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for.
Well, and you don't feel like there's any sacrifices for that price.
Not really, no.
Good. You know, when we saw netbooks at those prices, it was kind of junky hardware.
Yeah.
But you had to have a keyboard, a trackpad, you had a CD. I mean, it was a different beast.
Right.
So, well, we've gotten better. That's pretty impressive. Touchscreen and everything. Dell Venue 8 Pro, a definite buy from Alex Gumpel, the Flu Master.
Where's my drink?
We stole it.
Right here.
We didn't feel that it would
you.
Be appropriate for
oh,
you to
my
be
goodness.
Imbibing during your review.
I'll drink that too.
Hey, that's it for Before You Buy for this week. All of our reviews are up on YouTube, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. Each individual review, so you can send them to friends and say, hey, this is the thing you were looking for or whatever. Also, the full show available at twit.tv/before. Is it Before You Buy or BYB? twit.tv/BYB. Yeah, all right. Email, as I mentioned, is at byb@twit.tv if you've got a suggestion for something you'd like to see or like to hear. That concludes our second year. 2013 is over. We'll see you next year, 2014. And thanks to our reviewers, by the way, Radford and Alex and Shannon and Justin Robert. Yeah, excuse me. Remember, it's hard for me to say his name without he's actually my long-lost son. Remember, you gotta watch Before You Buy. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time.